Hey guys, welcome back to Tom Girl. Tonight, we're going country with City Boots and Roots, Sarah Johnson. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right.
Woo-hoo. We're going to let the music play for a second. Oh, you know what? It's okay. This was a different song, but we'll let it still play. It's all right. I think this was our one last week, but we're going to let this go.
Okay.
Later on, we're going to play a little Sam Hunt because I noticed in all of your apparel,
yes,
it's all Sam Hunt.
We love
Sam
Hunt.
I had that queued up for you. We'll come back to him a little bit
okay,
later.
Okay, good.
Okay, guys, first, introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Sarah Johnson, and I own City Roots and Boots, and thank you for having us here.
Thank you guys so much for coming. It's so fun. I have so many questions to ask you about because your apparel is so cute so fun.
Thank you.
We're all sporting some of your
yes,
stuff
we
tonight.
Are. This is our newest one. They're flying off the shelf, so make sure you get it.
I was so excited when I just saw it yesterday when I was looking at your stuff. I'm like, those ones that tie in the front are,
yes,
I don't know if you guys can tell because we're sitting down, but they have like cute little ties in the front.
Yes. and anyway. Cute colors, cute for summer.
Yeah. And they're so soft.
Yes.
I know.
That's one good thing about all of our apparel is it's very soft and comfortable and people really recognize that.
And that's what all of us girls like, those soft tees that makes the tea.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Especially if you're out at country festivals and things where it's hot and sweaty too. You like the lightweight, softness.
Yeah, flowy, not suck tight.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Well, before we get into more of, you know, all of this you're doing now, we're going to talk about all this wonderful stuff. Tell me a little bit about your, you know, childhood. You're from California.
Yes.
You know, what was life before
Born
this?
Born and raised in Southern California, Ontario, so about 30 miles from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And just always loved country music and growing up and going to concerts and festivals and just being submerged in the country culture. I went to college at Azusa Pacific, and I have my degree in communications. After that, I started getting into spokes modeling, where I worked with several different customers and clients and was kind of the face for their company. It involved marketing, which kind of leads into, you know, owning a business. And just at one point was thinking of something else I can do that I enjoyed and came up with this idea.
So where do you remember that light bulb moment, or you know what you're doing when you
thought
that?
Yeah, actually this is how it started. This is called a country crown.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with the website Etsy, it's all handmade goods, everything you can think of. So I knew a lot of people who are being very successful on that website. So I was like, what can I do to incorporate something that I love that I can also, you know, make money at? Uh-huh. So I thought about cowboy hats, and there wasn't a lot of custom, cute cowgirl hats. They were all kind of just very generic, and everyone kind of had the same one. So I researched the idea, and nobody was kind of doing what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I started designing cowgirl hats, from birthday parties to bridal parties to bachelorette parties, sporting themes, anything you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really, really well on Etsy. So then my brother and I, who is now my business partner, we played around with some shirt ideas. And we designed that, and we threw those up on the Etsy website, and they started selling.
Hmm.
And so we're like, you know what? This could really go somewhere.
Yeah.
So we decided to change the name. It was Country Crowns, and since we were going to, you know, involve the clothing and more accessories, we thought that we should change the name. And we got our business license and trademarked everything and all the stuff you need to do to have your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
How did you come up with the City Roots and Boots?
It was actually the very first name I thought of. And we played around with a few different variations, asked family and friends what they thought. And it was just the one that we couldn't get out of our head. And we knew that's what it had to be. And it totally encompasses everything that we are. We're City Roots and Boots.
Mm-hmm. And talk about, because I know you read your mission statement and how that speaks to people. Can we tell people what that is?
Yeah, because even though we're City Roots and Boots, people who are still living in the country in small little cities with, you know, that don't consider themselves city people, they can also relate to all of our designs. So it's kind of cool that we can bring those two together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that because I'm living out here now in Los Angeles, but I'm originally from Nebraska too. So there's something nice to me. This whole thing ties. It gives me a feel of both worlds, you know, which is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some of the like challenges you've faced in getting the business up and going? And
yeah, it's a very competitive industry. Lots of people are, you know, doing similar things. So I think just always staying on top and ahead and trying to think of the most catchy sayings and designs that are going to stand out from the others, and just always staying current. Social media is huge for us, so just constantly staying on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a problem that we're having nowadays is that people want us at so many different events. And it's only us, so trying to be in two places at one time is really hard. So hopefully we'll get to the point where, you know, we can hire some employees and be able to be at different events at the same time.
Talk about those events a little bit, because I noticed you were down in one. I was in Long Beach, and you guys saw on your Instagram
Ship
that you
Kicker.
Were in Long Beach.
It's a great event by the Queen Mary. It was very successful for us. We do that one. We do one called Driftwood coming up. We have Coastal Country Jams, which are in Huntington Beach. Other just local festivals. They've been great for us, and it's been great to make the connections with the people who are also putting on those events and get them to be behind us and back us, and they want us back every year. And also our customers, they look forward to having us at the event, and they're so excited when we're there, and they come up to us and they're already wearing the shirt and they want to buy their next one.
What's a day like that like for you, like that, like how early do you get
that's hard. Sometimes it's the night before. Sometimes it's early in the morning, and we usually just have a very, very, very small crew, and we set up, and we're on our feet all day. We're, you know, we try to trade off and be like, okay, you can go watch this artist, and then you can go watch this artist, you know, but it's a long day. It's a long day.
And I know you said you have some people, you know, some artists starting to wear your stuff, and you're, like, on social media, lots of people tagging each other in your thing.
Yes, so that's probably the most rewarding part, is just seeing people out there wearing our stuff. Not only when we're physically at the event and they're wearing it, but then when they tag us on social media and they're just so excited to be wearing it. And that's been the most rewarding, is knowing that you're creating something that's, you know, putting together your outfit for that event is part of the whole experience.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, from picking out the outfit to going to the event, and it's just very cool to know that they've actually chosen our shirt to put on.
Yeah. So I think we have some of your items rolling on the screen right now for people to see. So you talked about coming up with the slogans and things to put on the shirts.
Yes. So that says, so country music is always a good idea, which is a popular one because we believe, yes, it always is always a good idea. That's one of our best-selling Chukar hats. I have one right here, and it's Make America Country Again. So obviously it's popular for obvious reasons, and we also have it in tanks and tees as well. And our koozies, people love our koozies. It shows a logo on right there, but we also have some cool ones. Country Music and Beer, that's why I'm here. And you have a tipping on back. And people love coming. That's one thing that they look for when they come to our events. Like, where are the koozies? Where are the koozies?
I know. I tried to put it on, but it didn't quite fit on our little mugs here.
So we have a lot of the different sayings that are on the shirts in a koozie.
That's great. But not only that, you also have, well, on the right there, you see, like, purses.
Yes.
And those are big for girls. I was just at a concert, and I, you know, we have my big, giant bag I use all the time, but it's hard to find cute little
fringy little ones. As it's sold out right now, actually. We need to get some more. But, yeah, getting my sundaes on. It's a very popular one. We also have flasks. I have one right here. This is just one of our logo ones. But they're stainless steel 6-ounce flasks, and people love them. We just were at an event, and we, like, couldn't believe we sold out of them right away.
Yeah.
But then they have a lot of the different sayings that are on the shirts as well.
Very cool. And then I think we have a couple of sweatshirts. And then in the top right there, those are the ones we have
on
tonight.
Those are the new ones, ones. And our flannels are very popular right now. It has our logo on the back. And so they're super cute when you wear them, but then when it's not chilly, you can tie it around your waist and have the logo showing. And it's so fun at all the concerts to see all the girls walking around with them and loving them.
Well, and then how fun, you're getting a little bit of your spokesmodel back in since you model a lot of your shots.
Yes. That's what's also been very cool about this, is I've been able to encompass, you know, what I studied in school as far as communications and marketing, and then also the modeling, and it kind of just brings everything I love, of course, country and country music, and it brings it all together.
Do you do your web design as well?
Yes.
Or do you have some, you do all of it yourself?
We do. My brother is better at the computer, so he, you know, kind of does all the tech kind of stuff.
It's nice that you guys have a good relationship, brother and sister here. We got brother in the audience back here. That you guys can work well together.
He's Instagram
like that.
Live-y.
Yeah.
Hi, Instagram.
Hey. Hi. What's the age difference?
3 years. I'm 3 years older.
Okay.
Yeah. So he does most of the designs. We'll kind of think of the saying and how we want it to look. And then he'll come up with something, and then he'll come to me and say, how does it look? And I'll be like, keep that, change that. Let's start all over, whatever it might be. And we'll just kind of go back and forth like that until we're both like, yep, That's it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's print it.
So no big fights. Pretty good sibling.
I think show days are probably the most toxic, but we do pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, we have some more items. Let's see if there's any in here that we didn't talk about.
Well, I have a few of our most popular shirts. We have red, white, and blonde. But don't worry, we also have brunette and redhead, white, and blue. And these ones sell like crazy. It's fun when like friends work together. One's a blonde and one's a brunette or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. If found, return to nearest country music festival, of course. Whiskey seems to be a big theme among a lot of our shirts. This one says, caution, may contain whiskey.
What's your favorite whiskey?
Jack Daniels, definitely. What about you?
Me too.
Yeah. And then this one for the beer lovers, it's country music and beer. That's why I'm here. That one's a popular one, too. So they're fun, and it's, I think a lot of them are very conversation starters, you know, and people will write me and be like, I got compliments all night long on my shirt, and it's cool because that totally, like, you know, made their experience.
Yeah. And like you said, conversation started too. Those festivals are great because you always meet fun people, you know, and or at country concerts, I feel like the crowd is just always friendly and nice. So I'm sure that helps maybe make some love connections or just friend connections, just get people together at the venue.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And then our customers are great at also helping to spread the word because people are like, where'd you get that? And then they'll be like, I told 100 people tonight where to get the shirt. Yeah. So that's cool.
How, like, because I know, like you said, some of those things are sold out. How hard is it for you to keep up, like, with the demand or in the past? You say you've been up for
almost 2 years. Next month will be 2 years. Around this time of the year, it's harder just because it is prime season. So we are doing all those events. Mm-hmm. So we'll restock and then we'll go to an event and then we'll be like, great, we got to restock again for our, you know, our online buyers who are all over the world who obviously weren't at the festival, but we have a pretty good turnaround time and we'll kind of know which ones are in demand the most at whatever time it might be, and we'll try to get those up as fast as possible.
Has there anything that's really surprised you through this whole venture, or something that you know didn't expect?
How fast it's grown. I mean, we've been so blessed about how fast it's grown. I mean, never, ever did I imagine that we would have over 20,000 followers on Instagram, and we would have people all over the world buying our stuff, and everyone just seems to love it, and that's been awesome to have, you know, the support of not only the people in our close circle and our friends and our family who want to support it, but just everyone just has taken such a huge liking to it, and that's been really great.
What like advice would you have for other people who, you know, maybe trying to start something new like you did?
Be original, I think, because like I said, there's a lot of people out there trying to do the same thing, and it's just do your own thing. I mean, one thing that we pride ourselves on is when we think of like an idea, we see if it's been done before, and if someone's already done that, then we're like, let them have that, like, we'll think of something else. So I think it's good to just stay original and just keep on top of it. You know, like I said, social media is huge. We all are able to get to that, so use it and just keep at it.
What are some of your guys' goals, or where do you want to see this company go in the future?
Just continue to grow our customer base and our fan base. We would love to get bigger artists to you know, notice us and want to wear our stuff on stage and help promote us and help get us out there more. And we've thought about maybe getting a storefront at some point. We're not sure where that would be the most beneficial to us, but I think right now, just in today's age, online is where it's at. So maybe it might just be better for us to stay as an online retailer, but we'll see.
Do you have, can you tell more of the future places you will be, any events that you're going to be at coming up soon?
We're going to be one, it's called Driftwood. It's in Doheny Beach. We're going to be at the Colsa Jam on August 12th in Huntington Beach. We are going to be at the Norco Fair, Norco, California. I don't know. What else do we got having coming up? Maybe a rodeo here and there. We have a lot. And, and they always come up, you know, some are last minute.
Who were some of your favorite, like, country artists growing up?
Man, I like a lot of more of the new school stuff. I mean, Sam Hunt, of course, is a great one. Old Dominion, I love them. And a lot of the new ones coming out too, Luke Combs, and oh, there's so many. That's such a hard question because I love
Well, let's talk about Sam Hunt a little bit more then, too, because who doesn't want to?
Exactly.
A lot of, we don't have them here, but you have a lot of Sam Hunt and different kinds of Sam Hunt.
We are here, home of the original Sam Hunt shirt, and, I mean, he's on tour right now, so you'll see it. Every state that he's stopping at, those shirts will be everywhere.
He's coming here in just a couple weeks, so people can get them online. You can be ready for the show here.
Exactly. We also have chucker hats that say Sam Hutton, flasks that say Sam Hutton, so we say get your hunting gear.
I love it. That's great. That's awesome. Let's see. I think what else to ask about the dynamics of, like things as far as what went into finding the places where you had the shirts printed or, you know, the materials, those kind of decision-making with this.
Yeah, just when it came to, like, the types of shirts that's printed on, we first started just getting samples and kind of, it takes a little bit of time, you know, you just do your research online, find out who's obviously the cheapest, and then the best quality. So we would just get lots of samples and be like, oh, no, we're not going to use this one. And then finally we found a company that we really, really liked. And so primarily most of ours are on the same brand shirt, which is good because once you buy one and you know your size, you know how it fits, then you can, you know, once you like the other sayings, you'll know that's going to be that same fit and the same feel. But then we'll do like limited edition runs, like these ones, for example. I actually really, I found the shirt and I really, really liked it. I wore it to an event and everyone was like, where'd you get it? So I was like, all right, well, I know I got to, it's in demand, got to do it.
So you wear it before you had something printed on it, or you printed on it and then wore it?
I liked the shirt, so I did one for myself.
Gotcha.
And then everyone was commenting on it. Like, where'd you get, you know, you need to do that one. So then that's when we kind of know, like, all right, well.
Yeah, we're on
they
something
want it,
good
we'll give it
here.
To them.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
This is fun. What, any new items that, I'm trying to think where else you could branch out from beyond.
Yeah, honestly, we have a whole list of sayings. My brother and I were constantly texting each other all day, like, you know, if we think of a new saying, we'll be like, yeah, let's do it, or nah, think again.
Yeah.
But, we have plenty more to keep going with.
Yeah, maybe some pint glasses. All right. We're going to dive deep into you a little bit. Just ask a couple. We like to ask a couple fun questions around here. It's a little kind of game. So, kind of did this one a little bit, but we'll do this again. Your favorite country singer, if you had to just pick one.
At the minute, Old Dominion. Okay. And they have a new album coming out. The new song, Written in the Sand, is awesome.
Favorite concert or, like, festival to go to?
Favorite concert, Florida Georgia Line. So entertaining, so fun. You're dancing, partying the whole time. We actually have tickets to see them in a couple months. Festival, probably Stagecoach, just because, you know, we're here in Southern California and it's a good time.
I still have never been.
I know.
I had tickets the last 2 years because of work. I wasn't able to go.
What about
Route
91 in Las Vegas?
I haven't done that either. Yeah. I've only done like ACM Fest. And
That's a good one too, yeah.
Crazy awards. Yeah. Okay, do you have a country crush?
Dustin Lynch.
And do you prefer beer or whiskey?
Whiskey, definitely. Jack and Coke all day.
City boys or country boys?
Country boys, definitely.
Your favorite country spot? Like if there's a road, a lake, like if there's one spot that you're like, that's my happy place, you know?
Besides a country bar?
Country bar?
Somewhere we can go fishing. Love fishing, so any lake far away.
Do you guys eat the fish after you catch them?
We do. Yes.
All right, your favorite country food item?
In Nashville, fried chicken, definitely. Hot chicken, I guess they call it.
Hot chicken?
Yes.
Well, you brought up favorite bar. Do you have a favorite country bar out here?
Not currently. We used to have a Toby Keith here. We no longer do, but we loved that one. So now I don't really have a favorite now.
I know that the LA needs some more.
Yes.
I could use it a little further away. I thought there might be some better ones by you, but not so much, huh?
No. I mean, there's good ones, but I wouldn't say it's like my spot.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I think, where would be your, like, 5 years from now, where you would want to see, like, yourself, this company at, and what you guys are doing?
Lots of famous country singers calling us to get our stuff and wanting to wear it. And just, I mean, we do a lot of promoting on social media, and that helps a lot. So maybe just have the sales coming in more where we don't have to do that as much. But I would just say consistent sales and just getting our stuff on all country music lovers.
Are you primarily, do you have an other day job as well right now, or is this fully your business?
Pretty much
That's
this
great.
Is it. Yeah.
That's great. And how does that feel for you when you're having your own business?
It's
and
great.
And you're making your dream.
It's something I never really thought I was going to be doing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, if you would have asked me when I was going to college, I never would have thought I would be owning a clothing line, but it's really cool. And like I said, to have the support of everyone that we do, and just to have everyone just loving it so much, is never would have thought that.
Yeah. What are some of the perks about, like, being in charge of your own, you know, employment, and versus, like, can you talk about some of maybe the fears that you had? Because I don't know, a lot of people want to start their own business, but maybe they're too scared, or, you know, can you talk to people about pushing through that, or what you do to get yourself
through
those moments?
Yeah, and we like having our hands in everything. I mean, we do everything from packaging the orders and taking them to the post office, and like at the events, it's just us. Like, we do literally everything. And I don't know, like I said, we just got really, really lucky. But I would just say, just keep at it. Just keep at it. And if you have a goal, you know, there's times when we'll have a day when it's like, where are the sales? The sales aren't coming in. Like, what's going on? Is this the end? And it's like, no, it's just different times of the year, or whatever. It's going to be up and down. And you just got to realize that, instead of being like, this is it. It's over.
Yeah. And it's going to be kind of nice that it gives you guys flexibility, because you could kind of take this business, like you talked about, branching out into other cities. Mm-hmm. So that gives you possibilities of, you know, flexibility where you want to live or where you end up, or if you want to stay where you're at.
Totally. Yeah. And we would love, right now we're doing most of our events just in Southern California, and we would love to, you know, travel the nation and do all of the events. And people are always writing, you know, commenting, are you going to be at this festival? And it's however many states away. So, of course, we're not, but it would be nice to eventually be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raja. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So nice to talk to you.
Thank you
so
much.
I love seeing all this gear. I've seen it, all the pictures. And so, you guys, really check it out. It's so, like I said, so soft and just so comfy. Hang out in this thing all day. And it's like, and then the flannel. There's just so much. And of course, I had a little potty mouth, so the country AF is probably one of my favorite ones
Mine too. It's funny. At events, we'll get older people, and they'll be like, excuse me, like, what does AF mean? And I'm like, yeah.
Do you tell them?
I usually do.
Didn't know if you had a sub thing for the F. Yeah,
I'll just say it.
Right?
I'll just say it.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one will definitely get you noticed.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, we're also going to be, for you After Buzzers, on Thursday night, we do our Nashville show here. So all the hosts will be wearing her gear on Thursday as well. So tune in for that. That's going to be a fun night. And everybody was so excited when we found out you were offering up this for us, which was so nice of you and so kind.
Oh, you're
welcome. So we're so happy to be able to sport it. And I'm sure some of them probably put the flask to use and everything when they go to festivals.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we have another tradition we do here at Tom Girl each week. So we're going to do our Tom Girl of the Week. All right, so there we have a little photo. So I had to keep with the country theme, and we're branching out a little bit, because it doesn't always have to be just a girl for the Tom Girl of the Week. So this week we're going to be doing Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. So I just went to the concert on Saturday at the Staples Center here, and I was just overwhelmed. It was so inspirational, just watching the two of them, how much love and passion that they have, one for each other, and, you know, after all these years, and also just for their music. It was just such a inspiring event to be at, to see. So they got my pick for Tom Girl of the Week this week, because I just thought it was very inspirational for career-wise, relationship goals, everything you have out there. These two are two to keep an eye on. Yeah, to watch. Yeah. All right, well, tell everybody again where they can follow you at, where your website information, everything they can do to get their hands on this.
So follow us on Instagram at City Roots in Boots, that's I-N Boots, and Twitter is City Roots in Boots, just the letter N, and then our website is cityrootsinboots.com.
Awesome. And you guys can follow us here at Tom Girl. You can follow me at JJ Jurgens as well. Thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.